Audio 3.5. Dialogue 1.
Hi, come on in. It's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here. I can't believe how long it's been.
Way too long. Give me a hug. It's so good to see you both. Here, let me take your coats.
Good to see you too, Lydia.
Is that Jason? He's grown 2 feet.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
How was the driving?
Pretty good. Bare pavement for the most part. Not too much blowing snow. I'm really glad we got here before the storm.
Me too.
Oh, Lydia. Look at your place. It's gorgeous.
Come in, come in. I'll give you the tour, and then I'll sit you down in front of the fireplace and get you a drink.
That sounds great. Just what we need.
Okay, follow me. We'll do downstairs first, and then I'll take you upstairs and show you your room. This is the kitchen. We had it remodeled before we moved in. Right outside, there's a deck.
Dialogue 2.
Come in, Mrs. Walker. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
I just want to assure you that Jamie is not in any serious trouble. But we have some concerns that we wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
Well, Jamie has been acting rather aggressively lately. We just wondered if he might be reacting to some stresses at home or...
I don't know what you mean.
Well, have there been any changes at home? Anything that might affect Jamie's well-being or confidence?
No, everything's just the same. When you say aggressive, what do you mean?
Well, he's been taking toys away from the other children and refusing to share. The other day, another boy protested, and Jamie threw the toy and hit the boy in the chest.
Okay, well, I'll speak to him about that. He knows he's not allowed to throw things.
But the reason I called you in today is because Jamie has started picking on another little girl as well, and yesterday he pinched her hard enough to make her cry.
I see.
We just wanted to try to understand his behavior, because this is quite unlike the Jamie that we know.
Yes, it doesn't sound like Jamie at all. I don't know why he's acting this way. I'll talk to him.
We have been giving him timeouts, but you know, we don't want to get into a situation where he feels like he's always being punished.
Well, that's kind of you. I will speak to him and ask him why he's been doing these things.
Dialogue 3.
Brian.
Oh, Sunita, thank you so much for coming. It means a lot to me that you're here.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so sorry for your loss. Bernadette was a wonderful person. It's so unfair. I just can't believe she's gone.
None of us can believe it. It all happened so fast. She was only diagnosed a month ago. We're just in complete shock.
It must be terrible to lose someone so unexpectedly.
Yes, it would almost have been easier if she'd been ill for a while. Then we would have had time to get used to the idea. Not that you ever can. Not really. But you know what I mean. We could have been somewhat prepared.
Yes, I do know what you mean. It's overwhelming, the loss. You can't take it in.
Yes. I don't know how we will manage without her. Well, thanks so much for coming.
I'm just going to go over and speak to Bernadette's aunt.
Of course.